This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The U.S. is ramping up its military presence in Europe in another push to boost regional security after Russia's Ukraine invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a NATO summit in Spain, President Biden announced a significant boost for the long haul.
In Poland, we're going to establish a permanent headquarters for the U.S. 5th Army Corps.
The first permanent basing of U.S. forces on NATO's eastern edge. The president says he's also boosting rotational troop deployments to Romania and the Baltics, sending more fighter jet squadrons to the U.K., more air defenses and other capabilities to Germany and Italy. He calls it an unmistakable message to Moscow.
That NATO is strong, united.
The White House says the commitments mean the U.S. will keep some 100,000 troops in Europe for the foreseeable future. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Indirect talks between Iran and the United States aimed at breaking an impasse over how to salvage Iran's 2015 nuclear pact have ended without progress. The talks started on Tuesday with European Union envoy Enrique Mora negotiating between Iran's Ali Bagheri Khani and U.S. special Iran envoy Rob Malley. Mora treated Wednesday that the talks have ended without the progress the EU team had hoped for. Iran semi-official Tasnim news agency says the negotiations broke down due to a proposed draft text from the U.S. that excludes any guarantee for Iran's economic benefits. Former U.S. President Donald Trump scrapped the agreement in 2018 and reimposed crippling sanctions on Iran's economy. A year later, Tehran reacted by gradually breaching nuclear limits on the deal. Over 11 months of talks between Tehran and major powers to revive the deal stalled in March,